Yes, the music of Aretha Franklin, Bridge Over Troubled Water. This time it's done for us by Donna Marie, a Jamaican woman living in London, England. And before that, we heard You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine by John Holt. And that was a song that Lou Rawls made very popular. Well, it's now 6:39 and you're tuned to Caribbeana on WPFW. We have on our live line Wendy Coakley Thompson with Doho Books. And Wendy?
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
All right. You're from the Bahamas, right?
Yes. Actually, I was born here, but my family's from the Bahamas, and I grew up there.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, I see you wrote a book. Tell us the name of the book.
I've written a couple, actually, but if I may, if I wanted to wish you an early happy 41st anniversary, you know, you guys have been holding it down for folks from the basin, and that's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And one of the things that I try to do with this new publishing house that I've established called Doho Books is that we try to, show people that the Bahamas has a literary tradition. I'm a Bahamian American author. I've written a couple of books, four actually, and I've been in the game for almost 20 years. But, but one of the themes that is inherent in my work is, this love for the ancestral home. I'm sure you can relate.
Right. I have been to the Bahamas, and I was
I'm
so amazed to find 746 islands, and yet just 100 and something plus is inhabited, you know?
Yeah, I think it was like 700 islands, 2,400 rocks and keys. we folk, I think we live on like 29, but of course you have rich people who buy islands. Christo, he bought an island in the 80s and covered it in pink plastic.
I got to get me an island. I've just written a book myself, and I'm trying to get me a million seller, and then I'm going to buy me an island, man.
Well, look, I am hoping that Doho Books is as successful, so I can, have my own island in the Bahamas as well.
Right. What's the name of the book that you've just recently written?
I've written two books. The first one is Back to Life, and it's about the Yusuf Hawkins shooting that happened in Brooklyn in 1989.
Uh-huh.
That's the context, but it's relationship fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second book, both of these are now published by Doho Books, is called What You Won't Do for Love. There's not a theme, I just happen to like those two records. And that's set here in the D.C. area around the time of the unfortunate, D.C. sniper.
Right.
So in addition to my books, Doho also publishes books by Bahamian authors. The most recent one is The Leftover Daughters by Bahamian author S.L. Shepherd, and that is set in the Bahamas. Have you been to Freeport? Have you been to Grand Bahama?
I also went to Exuma. That's where Grand Exuma and Little Exuma,
That's where my family's from. That's where the Thompsons are from. In the Bahamas, you can tell what island someone's from by
the name.
Right.
It was nice, a delight. You went to church, and the church is sitting on the top of the hill.
So you went to Georgetown then?
It was a delight, man. Yes.
Yes, lovely, but... as you said, we have many islands, and, Grand Bahama is I don't want to say Nassau's step-cousin,
Right.
But so this author, S.L. Shepherd, she shows the evolution of Freeport from, this sleepy backwater to what it is today,
Right.
And then the other author is N.A. Cash, and she is of Bahamian descent, but the books that she's written, My Name is Karma and My Name is Karma, Journey to the Truth, are... YA paranormal, and they're actually set in New Orleans. But she's an amazing young author that Doho has had a chance to break, and the results are very good so far. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very pleased.
She's
going to be big.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's nice. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing it, Any book launchings coming up also?
Well, we recently had one at Bus Boys and Poets.
Okay.
And Doho strives to publish... three titles every quarter. Mm-hmm. So the next three titles are going to be published in October of this year.
Okay.
So look forward to them. One of them is, the Bahamas and, I'm sure West Indians,
right,
in particular.
Right.
A lot of us, the part of the West Indian diaspora is Canada, So
right.
One of the authors, Mark Coakley, he is a relation.
Right.
He wrote a book about, being a Canadian of Bahamian descent. I used to joke with him before Drake and all these Black Canadians that he and his brother were the Black Canadians.
Right.
His book talks about, the West Indian experience or someone who's a first generation Canadian.
Right.
So there's
right.
that. And we've got a couple others in the hopper as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, is there a site that a website or email you wish to share with people?
Sure, definitely. Our site is www.duhobooks, and that's D-U-H-O books.com.
Okay.
And folks can go on there. They can see, read about our authors, read about the mission of Duho, which is to publish books for, by, and about the Bahamas and Bahamians. And, some people kind of get stuck on that. That doesn't mean that, you have to be Bahamian per se.
Right.
You are a Bahamian author, if you use the Bahamas in the setting of your book, Arthur Haley, Wheels, he used to live in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone wrote an Arthur Haley-esque kind of book, we will publish that. So if you just include information about the Bahamas, the whole point of Duho Books is to show the Bahamas in a positive light
right.
to highlight the culture, because we do have a vibrant culture. Sometimes it's kind of undercover,
Right.
We live in the shadow of some of our bigger sister islands.
Right. Yeah, I know. All right, Wendy, it's nice talking to you.
And, wonderful talking to you too,
Mark. Yes, let's stay in touch, huh?
Definitely. Right. I'm loving the music. I'm jamming to the music in between breaks. So.
All right, thanks. Hold a line for me, okay?
I sure will, thanks.
All right. And that's Wendy Coakley Thompson of Duho Books.